Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
People need advice. 1-800-947-3979. This one came in. We've got the one that I said is now somebody knows something they wish they didn't know. Mm-hmm. We need to unring that bell. That's what they'd like to do. But let's do this one first. Hey, buds, I need some advice. My wife and I are in our early 30s.
Okay.
We have 3 kids. Our first was one we had pretty young. She was 19 and I was 20.
Okay.
We were both high school dropouts, and I have a previous criminal record that I've worked hard for years to get expunged. As you can imagine, it's been kind of a struggle. But we're finally financially stable after working super hard for a long time.
Good for you.
We both have good careers, a nice house, our cars are paid off, no more credit card debt, and a respectable amount of savings. That is super impressive, by the way, because you started out behind the eight ball. And that is diligence right there.
Good job.
But now she's very adamant on having another child.
Okay.
I grew up fairly destitute, so I've always had financial anxiety. And I don't want to mess up our current financial situation. Not sure what to do. I've tried talking her out of it, but she really wants another child. Any words of wisdom?
Yeah, you should get a vasectomy and not tell her.
Okay.
Yeah, there's always that.
Probably secret vasectomy. Good idea.
Yeah, probably.
Kelly, who believes honesty is always the best policy until it's not.
Until a baby's involved.
Yeah, then all bets are off.
I think it's really smart the way he's looking at it. I think financially, if you've finally gotten back on your feet, why would you send yourself back into another hole where you're just going to struggle? So maybe save for a little bit longer, enjoy the idea of practicing having a baby, and then financially set yourself up for success so it's not as stressful this go around. I couldn't agree more with him.
It certainly seemed like if you've worked this hard to dig out, it would be pretty scary to go back. And you guys had your kids so young.
Yeah.
If you have one now, it takes away the advantages of having a child young, which means they're grown by the time you're still young yourself. Quite the opposite path of what I chose. But ultimately, you got to find a way to compromise. If this is what's in her heart, you can't, on some level, you can't just be a hard no.
Yeah.
But also, if it's a pretty hard no for you, she can't be a hard yes.
Yeah.
But that's not that helpful at all.
You work that hard to get where you are right now, which means you can probably do just a little bit more and not get yourself upside down because you had a kid.
Yeah.
You get a tax credit.
Yeah, it's not like you're going to start being ridiculous with your money if you have another kid.
Yeah, just don't be ridiculous with your money. You're already doing a great job with it.
Easier said than done.
But if you've already got that kind of discipline within you as a couple, you'll probably be just fine.
Yeah, yeah.
You're probably more likely to be able to handle it than a lot of other couples.
Yeah, it's mostly the people that don't think twice about it. That are like, yeah, we just added our 9th. We live in a box.
A couple people for the last one where the guy said he wanted a kid and his wife is 20 years older, and then this one. People are saying both of these people need to get a puppy that's so young it needs to be bottle fed, and then they'll see the error of their ways pretty quickly.
That's a good idea too.
Yeah, get an abandoned lamb.
Yes.
Yeah, those are the things you bottle feed.
Come on down to the abandoned lamb supermarket.
Yeah.
It's either veal or it's going home with you.
Yeah.
We were charging
that's
for
not
them,
veal.
But this guy let them all out. Now they're homeless.
Yeah. My goat mom died.
Yeah.
Now we got baby goats. I don't know.
All right, listen to this one. This is tough. It starts with compliments, which is great. Hi, I fell in love with the Free Beer and Hot Wings show after discovering it in syndication on our local radio station this last summer, and I've thought about reaching out for advice for some time. I admire how the show's hosts give straightforward, logical, unbiased responses.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
That's our goal.
This feels like a setup.
Yeah.
No one likes us. My husband and I have been a couple for more than 30 years. We were in our teens when we met. We celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary in July. We have two good kids who are in their mid-20s. We've always shared the same philosophies and life goals for practically every area of our relationship.
Great.
It's a dream.
So far, so good.
This united approach has led to a pretty great life for us and our family as a whole. However, just before our 9th wedding anniversary in 2002, we hit a rough patch that lasted about 18 months.
That happens, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I always suspected that my husband had an affair with his good friend's wife during that time.
Mm. Okay.
Although I shared my suspicions with him several times over the years, he always denied my claim. For some inexplicable reason, I wouldn't let up about it one night in March of 2021. After several hours of me asking over and over, I wore him down and he admitted about the affair, which had started in April of 2002 on the night of the 30th birthday party I threw for him.
They've been doing it that long?
After the affair dissolved in the fall of 2003, so the affair lasted.
It was short.
Oh.
A lot of time. Our marriage somehow grew to become stronger and better than ever. The good friend and his wife did divorce several years later. Their family and ours were very close during that time, leading up to and during the affair, and the ex-husband has remained a friend to my husband and me since then.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm. Does the other guy know?
I'm not sure. My husband deeply regrets the affair and has offered nothing but support as I have dealt with the truth. Despite his lapse in character 20 plus years ago, he has otherwise been a genuinely wonderful man. He's highly respected among all of our friends and family, including the ex-husband of the woman with whom he had the affair, along with many others, including our children and my husband's parents. He would be completely blindsided to learn of the affair. So the guy has no idea.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
The reality is there are times, though, I feel very heavy from the weight of keeping this secret and struggle with the sense that there is now an inauthentic quality to our marriage. I think our children have noticed a shift in our dynamic during the times I have struggled the most, and I'm all but certain they blame me for this shift. It's during these times I especially feel like I just want to unload the secret of my husband's affair. He's told me that he would stand by me if I decide to disclose it.
Okay.
I love him very much, though, and I fear I would very much regret how the disclosure would hurt him, our kids, and others. After all, I had always thought I wanted my suspicion about the affair to be confirmed, but on some level, I have also regretted pushing him to finally come clean about it. Mm-hmm. Well, before we go, you can't kick your own ass over that.
Yeah.
Because the way you felt is how most people would feel.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you learned the information, that's also how most people would feel. And you're not the one who put yourself in that position. That doesn't mean you need to be resentful for him. But I think the way you handled it is sadly the way, you know, unfortunately, the way most of us would be equipped to handle it.
Probably.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, but it does fall into that, you know, don't look for answers or, you know, don't ask questions you don't want the answers to, so to speak, a little bit.
But not knowing that answer is just as acidic.
Yeah.
In a different way.
It is.
All right. Let me finish this out real quick.
All right.
We are good, but since his confession, something special about our relationship has been lost. I can't define, but I miss terribly. Because of this, I sort of understand now why my husband denied the affair all the other times I had asked him about it. Mm-hmm. It's as if he instinctively knew about the something that would be lost by telling me the truth. We've spent so many years building this beautiful life together. I ask myself why I would risk losing anything else. Still, I wish I could make peace once and for all about sharing this secret or resolve to take it to my grave and never again question my choice to do so.
I don't think it's your secret to share, even though you were cheated on. I think when she says, like, yeah, my husband said he would stand by me if I told people the truth, I think that's your husband's truth to tell. And I think if you have chosen to move forward in this relationship, you'll be able to find that spark again. It'll happen if that's what you want. And if you really feel this way, I feel confident that they will recover from this. But that is your husband's truth to tell. He should go to those people and say, hey, if you've noticed a little shift in the relationship, or if you've noticed something changing with your mom and I think you're mature enough to know that a few years ago, I hurt your mom and I did this. Or, hey, bud, best friend of mine, that I slept with your wife type of thing. He's going to have to find a way to say that to those people. She doesn't have to find that.
But like, what about
that's not her secret to tell.
The devastation that causes to those people, is that worth her then being able to exhale freely? Yeah.
And she may not be able to exhale freely again because she thought that when maybe if I learn that this affair actually happened, I'll be able to take a breath again and this weight will be off my shoulders. Well, she found out and now it's a different kind of weight on your shoulders. That's the same type of thing you're going to have when that secret comes out.
Yeah, I don't think the truth always sets you free.
It's
it might
hard.
Set you free, but then it ruins everyone else.
Yeah.
It tears. And for what?
It reveals new walls.
Because this isn't, if it was an affair happening now, different story.
Yep,
but 20
absolutely.
Years ago, it sounds like, because you said you went through a rough patch and then it became amazing after that. You were in a rough patch. He made a horrible mistake. So did she. And then he clearly realized it and realized what he had and wanted to make it great. And has, and so you found out, and that sucks. But why ruin his best friend's life or even their relationship? I don't think it helps anyone, really.
I'm not sure it would help you.
No,
you're not going to feel better. Do you feel better now that you know?
Right, exactly.
So I think that's going to be the same thing. You know, I think he's tried to be a good person and do the right thing since.
I think all of our first response is, you should be saying what you said to us to a therapist, and maybe you have.
Agreed.
And sometimes 100%. There's something to telling on the secret.
Mm-hmm.
That's something a therapist, that's one of the reasons they're valuable, is you can tell it to them, it gets it out, and there's something to speaking about it or writing it or whatever else. That
definitely.
They're, I don't know why, but it works. But if you go back to the morning of the day you found out, one night in March of 2021. That morning, I assume you rolled out of bed and you may have looked at your husband and thought, I still don't know if he had an affair. You probably didn't think that. But you probably thought, man, we are in a good spot. Because you said you had recovered and your marriage grew to be even stronger and better than ever. Nothing actually changed. Yeah, you got some information that changed the way you felt, and you were hurt by that, and you absolutely should be. But in reality, nothing was different that morning than it was the next morning.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Now, that's easy for me to sit here and say.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it is true. And physically, nothing changed.
And I'm not sure I would really enjoy hearing it if I were where you are.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean it's not true.
No, and it doesn't mean that his love and your love isn't real.
Oh, that's so hard, though.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really sorry you're going through that, because that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
It really does. And it doesn't, and we can say, well, it was 20 years ago. And a lot of people are saying, like, get over it. It was 20 years ago.
But it's new to her.
It's new to her. It's fresh. It's going to take a little time to work through, no doubt, like it does anytime somebody's hurt or grieving something or whatever. But that doesn't mean that the love he has for you and you've had for the last 20 years isn't also 100% real. Mm-hmm.
Some people are not liking Kelly's theory that it's his truth to tell. I mean, they're saying, well, she got cheated on. That's her truth.
Yeah.
I think if you're the one telling your kids about something 20 years ago, that changes the way they perceive you.
Yeah.
It will
unfairly.
Yes, but it will change your entire dynamic.
Also, what if you tell your kids that and they say, that's why mom's been different? And then they're mad at your husband, who otherwise you say has been a loving father to them.
Yeah.
And it changes their relationship forever.
But they also might be mad at her for ruining their great dynamic.
Yeah.
Because then everything changes.
I mean, it sucks. It's unfair that this is on you now.
But
it
sucks.
My thought in that is there's questions that come up afterwards of, well, when did it happen or why or who is it? And those are not her questions to answer.
Yeah.
And I didn't mean it like it's not her story to share, like she's not a part of it. Absolutely, she's a part of it. But the part that he did is so much worse. Mm-hmm. And she shouldn't have to answer for that. If people need to know, or she feels like it changed who she is, mm-hmm. then he should say, I did this to her and I regret it. Mm-hmm. And then if they have questions, they can ask the guy who committed the cheating. Mm-hmm. It's not fair for her to have to answer those questions, in my opinion.
My own experience with therapy, I feel like if you got there, you'd find out you have a lot more anger about it than you thought. And if just the way this is written, I think you probably share some traits with me. And I'm not implying anything about my own past relationship or anything like that, so don't read too deep into it. But a lot of what I went through is I didn't think it was okay to be mad at someone if they, in general, were a nice person. Mm-hmm. And so I would just push things aside and go, well, you know, they're doing their best.
Yeah.
But I would have this, and I almost feel like that might be kind of what, does that make sense? What she's going through. Like, well, he's still a wonderful husband and a good father, so I can't really, should be mad at him.
Yeah, it's okay.
And
to be
maybe
mad.
You don't need to scream in his face, but expressing that rage or anger or feelings of contempt and despair and abandonment or everything else, I don't even know what they would be.
Yeah, don't bottle it up.
Yeah, I would.
You shouldn't have to eat it alone.
Go to a therapist.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that is what they're there for. Let them have it. Let them have some, and they'll give you advice too.
Mm-hmm. But probably not as good as ours, then definitely more per hour.
Freebeer's right. It's sometimes really good just to write stuff down or say it out loud, and it doesn't matter to who.
Hopefully this helped, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, sometimes we might be where you told on the secret.